Hello.
Hi, Anaya. It's Emmanuel. We spoke very briefly on Wednesday. You set a call back Friday for the NEC inquiry on a recorded line. Were you still looking to see if you can participate in the settlement?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a case with any firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that? Is that correct? Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you for confirming that. Alrighty. And now, it was a child of yours that was diagnosed with the necrotizing enterocolitis? Okay. And were they born premature?
Yeah.
About how many weeks were they born?
28 weeks.
28 weeks, okay. 28 weeks. And did they take him into the NICU, being so little?
Yeah.
Okay. How long would you say they stayed in the NICU for? Like 30 days, 60 days, 45?
60 days.
60 days, okay. So let's start off with your child's date of birth.
11/21/2020.
2020, okay. So they're turning 4?
Right.
Okay, so they're 3 right now, 3 years old. And then can you confirm the gender of the baby?
Female.
Female, okay. And she would have been diagnosed after drinking the formula, right?
Correct.
And then if you had to give me a date on when she was diagnosed, what would you say the diagnosing date is?
December 6, 2020.
December 6, 2020, okay. So 12/6/20. All right, so then she would have been diagnosed after drinking the milk for 7 days. So let me put that there. And do you remember the brand of the formula?
The NeoSure, the Similac NeoSure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then what kind of ongoing things have you noticed with her? Any gastrointestinal or bowel conditions, any intestinal perforations? Any...
Yes, sometimes she's still like back to like
okay.
Constipation.
Oh wow. Okay, so ongoing bowel conditions. Thank you. I'll click that button there, and then I'll find the address of the hospital she was diagnosed at, and she was diagnosed there without having left the hospital, right?
Right.
Okay. What is the name and what city is it in?
The city is Mayfield Heights. The hospital name is Cleveland Clinic Hillcrest.
Okay, I see it here. That's a pretty big building, actually.
I worked at the main campus one. It's bigger than that one.
Oh, really? That's a nice one. So let me put that there. And then let me go to this section here so I can... plug in the and then do you recall her doctor's name?
Dr. Nicholas Marshall.
Nicholas Marshall, there it is. Let me put his info in here. And then let me plug in his phone number here. And hospital name again here. Address here. And then it wants the doctor's name again here. Sorry, I'm just putting all the... It'd be neat if you put it in one spot and it'll put it in the others, but it doesn't, so I have to manually put them in there. But we're almost done here. Just a few more questions.
Okay.
11/21/2020. And do you know of any other child, any friends or family that had a child with the same ailment or no? No? Okay. And then will you spell out her name as it shows on her birth certificate?
A-R-I-Y-A-H. Last name? M-A-L-O-N-E.
You said N-A-L-O-N-E?
M. Malone.
Oh, Malone, okay. And no middle name for her?
Oh, Michelle. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Okay, thank you. And you wouldn't happen to know the last four of her social, would you?
8-6-1-8.
8-6-1-8, okay. And then I have you as A-N-I-A-H, last name Sneed, S-N-E-E-D. Will her birth certificate show your name with a middle name?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what middle name will it show?
Chantel, C-H-A-N-T-E-L-L-E.
L-L-E, okay. And then obviously this is your cell phone, 216-867-8314. And then the email that's in the file is pinkbonecandy@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then what is the best mailing address for you?
4377 Northfield. That's all one word. N-O-R-T-H-F-I-E-L-D. Row. Apartment.
404. 404?
104.
Oh, 104, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Warrensville Heights. Or Cleveland. It do both.
Yeah, it comes up as Cleveland.
Yeah, that's okay. And there's a code for 4128.
Okay. Let me put that there. And then it wants your name again here, so let me click that. And then I don't think this one applies to you. I just have to ask, are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, or loss of custody, or no?
No.
Okay.
That's great.
And then have you ever, or did you ever experience any of the following issues during your pregnancy? Tobacco use, illicit drug use, hypersensitive disease, HIV AIDS, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or none of the above?
None.
Okay. And then she was born in Ohio, so let me click Ohio. And then NICU dates we have from birth till you said about 60 days, so that would have been what? 12/1, so June or January of 21.
It was like January 18th, something like that.
Okay, I'll put January 20 of 21. And then, what did she weigh?
No, she was born.
Uh huh. At birth, what did
she
weigh?
3 pounds.
3 pounds. Okay.
Huh?
3 pounds.
Mhm.
Okay. And then. I'm guessing she might have been too small to latch on. So was she given the formula right away, or did she ever have breast milk?
No, just formula.
Okay. And about, so they would have started her, you know, obviously when she was born on the 21st. Do you know how long she was fed for? Or, like, when did they stop feeding her the formula? Was it when she was diagnosed on December 6th?
Yes.
Okay. So and then you said never fed breast milk. And then she was fed the formula at the hospital, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you recall which of the following symptoms she had after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, swollen red tender belly, diarrhea or dark bloody stool, constipation.
Bloody stool. She was on oxygen for a little while, mm-hmm. and she had stomach pain.
Oh, poor baby. Okay. And then do you recall the kind of procedures she underwent? Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, a laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line? Or not sure?
So she had the antibiotics. She had to undergo, like, nutrient therapy.
Okay.
Like I said, like oxygen. And she went under surgery. I think it was called
Laparotomy?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, it's okay. And then, so when you guys were discharged, is that the last time they would have treated her for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And kind of just followed up with her other doctor.
Sure. So let me put that there. And then, we're just about done. Two more sections here. This one is just saying that normally we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No, thanks.
No? Okay. Let me put NA, and then last section here should just be, since you're the legal guardian and parent, your date of birth?
02-16-2000.
2000, and then just the last four of your social.
3586.
Okay. I should be able to send you a quick DocuSign right now. Let me. It's saying I'm missing a section. Hold on. I shouldn't be. You said 28 weeks. Let me see. Oh, and I'm sorry. You're both U.S. citizens, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then 28 weeks. So that should let me hit send. Okay.
Is this coming via email, text message?
It's spinning right now, and it's going to come via text and email. You'll get them both ways, and then you can just open up whichever one you want. I think I heard that buzz. That should be it.
Yes.
Now, I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know what you read, and then I'll do my best to guide you
I'm
on.
done signing.
Okay. Then you're all set for the day. In about 2 or so weeks, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves. And then they're just going to double check the work I sent, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. And then you'll be in their system fully. But other than that, let me see. I called you from the work line. Let me text you from my direct line. That way, if you need me for any reason, I'm a call or text away until you hear from the firm. I'm just saying, hello, this is Emmanuel who helped with the NEC intake. This is my direct line. All righty, you are all set. I hope you have a restful weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.